play a fun little game, shall we? Call it Little Kid or Drunk Adult and introduce you to Kimberly calling us from Bardstown. Hi, Kimberly.
Hey.
Hey. Kimberly has blonde hair, drives a Ford Explorer, is a nurse practitioner, and has been happily married for 11 years.
Oh, look at that. That's awesome.
Yes.
Yes.
Kimberly, what's the secret?
He's my best friend.
Aw. There it is. I know. I love seeing all the memes that are like, I hate it when you argue with your partner because it's like, you are literally my only friend.
Exactly.
Quit annoying me.
It's so true. It's so true.
Exactly.
The struggle's real, yes.
Oh, I love it. I love it. All right, Kimberly, so we're going to play Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
Yeah, you're going to hear three magical stories, and your task is to figure out, is the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult at the time? Are you ready? Yep.
I'm ready. Yeah. I'm nervous, but ready.
He's nervous, but ready. It's okay. I'm nervous, too.
He gets nervous when he talks to girls.
I do. My armpits get all sweaty, and I don't know what to do with my hands.
Like the fog sweats.
Yes.
Just like the fog sweats.
Absolutely.
All right, Kimberly, here we go. First one.
I crapped in a hat while driving on a road trip.
All right. Who hasn't?
Okay. It was the emergency.
Oh, gosh.
Number two in a hat.
Yes.
I mean, we've all been there, right?
So
we have not all been there.
I definitely could go either way.
Yeah,
definitely could. Either way. But I have kids, and I'm thinking they're on a road trip. They can't pull over. They've got to do something. So I'm going to go with little kid.
Little kid. Okay.
I was almost thinking drunk adult vibes.
Okay.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
So are you saying drunk adult?
I'm going to say drunk adult on this one.
All right, Kelly's saying drunk adult.
Oh, gosh.
Kimberly's saying little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh.
Oh, I hate being right.
No, you don't.
That was my first thought, and then I was like, no, little kid.
Yeah. I know. You know what? When I was in school, I would always talk myself out of the right answer on tests with multiple choice. Yeah, I did that all the time.
My friends and I were heading to the Keys. I ate some sausage for breakfast.
Oh, no, not the sausage.
And it didn't really agree with me. And I also had a few white Russians, which was really not a good choice. And then once we hit the 7-mile bridge, I got a case of bubble guts. And long story short, I could not hold it. And I ended up crapping in my hat.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. The 7-mile bridge, that's the one that goes from, like, the mainland to the Keys, right?
Oh,
and there's nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Yeah, your body's telling you, sorry, you're not anywhere near a toilet, and this just has to happen now.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, you can't even pull over.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, at that point, it's like, I'm sacrificing this hat.
Oh, gosh.
This hat is... Yeah.
And then the rest of y'all don't ever speak of this.
Right, right.
Until she tells us.
Until she tells us. All right, exactly. Kimberly, you're 0 for 1. Here we go, next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I flew out of the passenger seat of a speeding Mustang.
Ooh.
Oh, let's hope that's not a little kid.
So I have kind of a story that's similar to this that I can follow up with this.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So my gut's going to say little kid, even though I really hope it's not. I'm just thinking, like, maybe back in the day they were just trying out somebody's, wasn't wearing their seatbelt, old bus thing, door flew open, something.
Sure, okay. So are you saying little kid?
Back in the day, we used to live more dangerously. Barely wore seatbelts. Weren't childhood safety seats.
Right.
Okay. So you know what? I'll go with you on that.
All right, Kimberly and Kelly both saying little kid.
I was a little kid.
Yes.
What happened?
Oh, listen to this.
My dad was on the fire department, and he had a 1967 Mustang. The door was very heavy. I was very little, and I did not get the door shut all the way. So when he turned a corner, I completely flew out of the side of the car.
So this is crazy because this actually happened when I was picking my twin daughters, Isabel and Sophia, up from elementary school. They were maybe in like second grade, right? My daughter Sophia thought, I wonder what would happen if I just open, like pull this handle here.
Oh my gosh.
She pulled the handle of the back seat right as I'm turning left And oh, she was on the right side, you know, on the passenger side, and she starts to fall out. And I'm like, and I see it happen, and I grab her, and it was
you
crazy.
Grabbed her, and she stopped her before exited the
Oh, my gosh. Exactly. Crazy. So that is actually something
that
could
must have been okay, but my goodness.
I know, right?
I know. I was wondering that.
All right. So, Kimberly, you got one right, one wrong. Last one. Here we go. Little kid, drunk adult.
In the middle of the night, I peed into the vent at the end of my bed.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of bathroom happening in this episode.
There is. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Well, you're a nurse practitioner. You deal with it. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I actually just had to clean up my daughter's pukes.
Listen, we're all pros here.
At home.
You're
in it.
Pros.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes. So my gut tells me little kid, because actually my son used to sleepwalk and has peed in multiple places. So
was I your son? That literally was me.
I used to catch my sister when I caught her crouching over her shoes in the closet.
Yeah, you know, we all do.
I stopped her, I think, before it happened.
All right, so Kimberly's saying little kid. Kelly, what are you thinking?
Okay.
All right, Kelly's agreeing with you. All right.
I was a little kid.
Yeah, little kid. There it is. Coming back with the wind.
I would sleepwalk as a kid and oftentimes would sleepwalk in the middle of the night when I had to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
And so one of the places I chose to use the bathroom while asleep, but walking, was at the vent at the end of my bed. My parents were actually downstairs watching a movie at the time. And they just see this water liquid coming down through the vent. So they rush upstairs to see what's going on. And they find me squatted over the vent, peeing.
My God.
My eyes are open, but I'm asleep. Eyes glazed over. I have no recollection of it. I only know what they told me the next day. That's always been a hilarious story at the family table.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. That's one that keeps getting told over the years for sure.
Oh. Hey, Kimberly, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Congrats. You're a winner.
Nice comeback.
I'll take it. I'm just happy I didn't get 0. That's all I was saying.
I know. You don't want to be in that camp, that's for sure. Hey, thank you so much for hanging out with the show this morning. And hang on the line. We're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great day. Don't hang up. Okay. Yay.
All right. We need more of your stories. Okay.
Yeah, we do. So if you've got one, just take your little phone. There's got a little voice note app, right? So you just open that up and you just tell the story. Start with giving us a little teaser, reveal the answer, then finish the story. Email it. BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.